Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 20.
1999. Come on, you bastard, come on home. Heavenly shades of night are falling. On an afternoon in the last summer before the year 2000, Bobby Garfield came back to Harwich, Connecticut. He went to Westside Cemetery first, where the actual memorial service took place at the Sullivan family plot. Old Sully John got a good crowd. The Post story had brought them out in droves. Several small children were startled into tears when the American Legion Honor Guard fired their guns. After the graveside service, there was a reception at the local AmVets Hall. Bobby made a token appearance, long enough to have a slice of cake and a cup of coffee and say hello to Mr. Oliver. But he saw no one he knew, and there were places he wanted to go while there was still plenty of good daylight. He hadn't been back to Harwich in almost 40 years. The Nutmeg Mall stood where St. Gabriel the Steadfast Upper and Secondary Schools had been. The old post office was now a vacant lot. The railway station continued to overlook the square, but the stone overpass support posts were covered with graffiti, and Mr. Burton's newsstand kiosk was boarded up. There were still grassy swards between River Avenue and the Housatonic, but the ducks were gone. Bobby remembered throwing one of those ducks at a man in a tan suit. Improbable but true. "I'll give you $2 to let me blow you," the man had said, and Bobby had hucked a duck at him. He could grin about it now, but that Nimrod had scared the hell out of him, and for all sorts of reasons. There was a great beige UPS warehouse where the Asher Empire had stood. Farther along toward Bridgeport, where Asher Avenue emptied into Puritan Square, the William Penn Grill was also gone, replaced by a Pizza Uno. Bobby thought about going in there, but not very seriously. His stomach was 50, just like the rest of him, and it didn't do so well with pizza anymore. Except that wasn't really the reason. It would be too easy to imagine things. That was the real reason. Too easy to envision big, vulgar cars out front. The paint jobs so bright they seemed to howl.